Welcome to another Fleming Foundation's Take 5. The big news, seemingly the only news today, is the continuing spread of the coronavirus. Italy is shut down, also Denmark, New Rochelle, New York, and now President Trump is instituting a travel ban. Doctor, what's your take?
Well, specifically on Trump, a U.S. travel ban seems somewhat excessive and premature, but he's under a lot of pressure. It's not entirely extreme, such as, for example, the shutdown of Denmark, as there's not been a single fatality in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States here is one of the few politicians, at least major politicians, who has in fact adopted policies and advocated policies that would prevent the kind of troubles that come with unchecked and unregulated immigration.
Agreed, yeah.
You know, a ton of diseases are coming across our southern border, including, you know, tuberculosis, black plague, and some of them are coming from parts of the former Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Really, a better control over immigration would help us protect ourselves from these diseases. But we do need to have a balanced and proportionate view of these things rather than running off to an extreme.
Well, my daughter's traveling from California with her husband, maybe now, but she does have a child under 1 year of age. And in this event, this, epidemic? Is it an epidemic? People are dying.
Yeah. Well, I think it's necessary to keep your head, especially when people are dying. We're not facing the end of the world. We're not facing the end of the human race or life as we know it,
right,
as I'd prefer not to know it. Now, we have some reasons for optimism, and I'm going to spend the rest of this brief broadcast talking about them. First, it's true that Anthony Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, he's been claiming that this is far more dangerous than influenza. It's probably a more virulent disease in general, but the fact is that in the past three winter seasons, there have been annually about 22,000 deaths attributed to influenza in the United States.
Wow.
It's hard to get the figures because some people estimate as low as about 12,000 a year, other as high as 50,000.
Hmm.
In any event, with a couple of dozen deaths, we've got a long way to go to equal the deaths from flu, much less the deaths from all sorts of other diseases and causes, including, of course, the big killer in America is people who eat themselves into obesity.
Yes.
Secondly, we know that several Asian countries are claiming, I don't know with what authority, but they're claiming to have been bringing the virus under control. China, okay, admittedly, the Chinese Communist government will lie about just about anything, but also more reliable countries like Singapore and Taiwan. And they've been instituting rather draconian public health measures, including bans on travel. And certainly it's something worth studying.
You know, the death thing scares people, usually little kids and elderly or people have respiratory problems. So what about the children?
Yeah.
Are they in danger?
Children so far look like they're not in danger. And it's mostly the elderly, especially the elderly with, as they say, compromised immune systems. That, you know, for example, people with AIDS,
right,
or diabetes and other such problems.
Okay.
But also people who are lifetime smokers. Are you vaping?
No, it's not a vape. This
okay.
It is a vape.
Lifetime smokers, people with heart disease especially, because this all lowers your resistance. Now, third, the virus is primarily killing, as we said, elderly people with underlying problems. There have been one or two anomalous cases of healthy people in middle age. One doctor or another has said, oh, well, this proves that this theory is all wrong.
Mm.
These people are really flying off the handle. I think they're looking for headlines. Most of us who experience this are getting nothing much worse than either flu or bronchitis. 4, several research groups have either produced or are close to producing a vaccine.
Good.
This is not difficult. We produce flu vaccines all the time and antiviral vaccines all the time. This is not rocket science for the medical community. And finally, diseases do run their courses. Even the Black Plague would peter out after a while. This disease, especially with proper control, will fade away.
So do we be optimistically cautious or throw caution to the wind?
Well, we certainly don't want to panic.
Panic
is the worst possible reaction.
Okay. For example,
there are people all around stockpiling medicines, buying up all the surgical masks so that doctors can't have them,
food shortages.
All of these things may really severely impact an area with a medical emergency or another kind of disaster. Now, this is irrational fear bordering on superstition.
Okay.
It's leading people to putting their trust in these masks, which apparently very few of them do you any good. Now, if there's an outbreak in your area, please don't rush into public places in order to get into fights over who's buying how much toilet paper.
Oh, boy.
And this is happening, for example, in Australia. You simply are exposing yourself and perhaps others to
the
risk.
You don't want to expose yourself. Okay, what about the schools?
Yeah. Well, closing public schools, at least, is always a good thing because at least it protects the morals and sanity of the children. Look, Rex, disasters and crises are an occasion for human beings to show what they are really made of.
Okay.
What is needed now is calmness, rationality, kindness, and self-restraint. When ancient Athens faced a plague in the time of Pericles, it was noted that the families of virtuous people had a better chance of surviving because their relatives and friends took care of them. That is, nice people survived.
Yes.
Similar observations were made of Christians in the Roman Empire. When plagues came by, it was the Christians who nursed their own people and even nursed Christ-hating pagans.
Mm.
This is part of our religion.
Yeah.
At all levels today, though, and even among some doctors, we're getting hysteria, superstition, selfish hoarding, greed. This is a little reminiscent of the silliness that attended the Y2K panic back at the turn of the new millennium, only it's many times worse. It's not just Americans. It's people all around the world. They're losing their sanity, their balance, their common sense.
Mm.
These people are not displaying either a proper Christian point of view, which is to practice charity and refuse to fear death, or display any sense of pagan dignity. Even pagans could face death unflinching, and very few of us right now are facing death. I have more respect for the silly millennials who are persisting in traveling now that air travel is cheap. At least they're not being intimidated.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're simply hedonists out for a good time. This is a time, Rex, when postmodern civilization is being judged, and I would say being condemned.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Oh, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight. Yes, everything's fine, and it's cool, and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes, and relax. Think of nothing tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right, yes.
Woman, your fine ointment's brand new and expensive. Could have been safe for the poor.
Turn on to problems that upset you. oh. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn